Now let's turn to the very lengthy Book 4, Chapter 7 of Wealth of Nations. This chapter is called Of Colonies. It's divided into three parts, and it's quite far-ranging. Overall, Smith is setting out to debunk most of the economic reasons giving for holding colonies. For instance, Smith notes that precious metals are a reason for some colonies, especially in the Spanish Empire, but in his view, this reason is based upon mercantilist fallacies. Overall, Smith is more favorably inclined to how colonies are being run in the New World, and for Smith, the key difference here really is free land. When there's free land or relatively easy to acquire land, economic growth is more rapid, and it also means that workers will be treated better because labor is relatively scarce and land is relatively plentiful, and this makes for more pleasant societies. At home, Smith sees the English as having enclosed less land than most other European nations, and when it comes to their colonies, Smith also argues that there is more easily free land to be had. Again, this leading to favorable results. He continues his critique of Spanish colonial government, and he notes that it's more expensive and more likely to involve arbitrary taxes. There's a well-known passage where Smith writes, quote, "England has dealt with her colonies more liberally than any other nation." In fact, Smith goes so far as to argue that the British colonies in North America have liberty in pretty much everything but trade relations. Obviously, the Founding Fathers didn't quite see things this way. Overall, Smith keeps on returning to this theme that there is no real advantage for a mother country in having colonies. For instance, he argues that free trade would suffice to bring the benefits of trading with colonies, and in fact, free trade would do better. He argues that having colonies distorts economic relationships in the home country because so much buying and selling becomes concentrated or directed toward that colony rather than dispersed around the world more generally and in a safer and more diversified manner. And Smith even suggests that over time, perhaps Great Britain should think about releasing its colonies, although he also states he doesn't expect this to happen. Reading Smith, one also receives the impression that he can well imagine that the North Americans, for their own reasons, will someday want independence. Smith, of course, was writing in 1777, and the American Revolution was, essentially, starting just that year. That said, Smith really doesn't seem to realize that American independence really is just right around the corner. Here is a good passage from Smith about the illusory benefits of creating a colonial empire, and this will take up two slides. I quote, "To found a great empire for the sole purpose of raising up a people of customers may at first appear a project fit only for a nation of shopkeepers." That's Great Britain, of course. "It is, however, a project altogether unfit for a nation of shopkeepers, but extremely fit for a nation whose government is influenced by shopkeepers. Such statesmen, and statesmen only, are capable of fancying that they will find some great advantage in employing the blood and treasure of their fellow citizens to found and maintain such an empire. But say to a shopkeeper, 'Buy me a good estate, and I will always buy my clothes at your shop,' and you will not find him very forward to embrace your proposal." What Smith is saying here is that on economic reasons alone, colonies do not pay for themselves. They may benefit merchants, but they do not in general benefit nations. In addition to pondering independence for the colonies, Smith goes so far to suggest an explicit political union between Great Britain and North America, and he devotes a good deal of space to arguing such a union would in fact be quite practical. Of course, that's not the way things ended up going. Overall, this chapter offers some of Smith's most interesting discussions on the history of his time and also the politics. I think what it shows is just how much, in his mind, the colonies were essentially a mercantilist project, and that to argue against mercantilism, it was necessary to make strong and convincing arguments against the economic benefits of having colonies. Overall, you can think of Smith as being a really quite early critic of the economics of empire.